Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 16th, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I pray that all of you have had a wonderful weekend and that you are now ready to get your successful week started. You're ready to make things happen for yourself and for your business. As you know, I've been providing great information all month long on things that you need to know to really move your business forward in 2014. And, of course, our theme for the month is all about wisdom tips. It's all about wise tips that can help you to move your business forward. But not only that, wisdom tips that can help you to take action and really start seeing some results in your business. And what I've been doing is giving three of these tips each Monday. So hopefully you guys do have your Successful Woman Radio journals out, or you basically have your notepad and pen and you're ready to make some things happen, not tomorrow, not next week, but you're ready to make them happen today. As you know, we have probably about 2 weeks left in this month, and I have been sharing with you probably for the last 3 months the importance of preparing your business strategy for 2014. And I really have a passion about this, ladies. I really believe that this is a huge key into the path of your success. A lot of times as women, we don't want to necessarily do a strategy. We don't want to sit down and take the time to literally plan out how we are going to attract others to our business to achieve our sales goals. But, you know, we need to make it happen. And so I hope that the show has been encouraging you and motivating you to do just that, to take the action necessary to work on your business strategy for 2014. I want to go ahead and call your attention to an article that I wrote basically pertaining to your business strategy and some of the things that you need to think about as you start writing it. So you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, okay, and in the top right menu bar, if you click on Coaching Center, you'll notice that one of our featured articles in the Coaching Center is Developing Your Business Strategy for 2014. So here I give you three reasons why strategic planning should be a priority, and then I also give you some easy ways to get started. So reading this article will definitely help you to get on the way to doing your strategy, but it's not all. So you need to know that you're not by yourself in creating your strategy for 2014. Women About Biz is here to help you, and of course, you can either look at our special offer that we have in having a strategic discovery session with me. And you can do that, again, right from the Coaching Center in your right-hand menu. Just look at Coaching Menu, and you'll see that you have the ability to schedule your strategic discovery session. So I want to encourage you to do that. If you've never had a power talk before, it's a good time to really take advantage of it. I can't do the strategic discovery session during the power talk session, the free session, but what I can do is really brainstorm with you and give you some ideas and perhaps start you on your way to developing your outline and what you should be doing. So again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and start your strategy. I want you to know that there is assistance, there is help for you with doing your strategy as well. It is 12:05 after the hour. I want to let you know that our show will be short today, 30 minutes approximately, but there's going to be powerful information given just in that time frame. I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford for a wonderful goal setting, time management workshop that she gave on last Wednesday. We had quite a few people on her teleclass call, and she really gave some very good resources and information about managing your time, a different perspective on it. You know, one of the things that she talked about was the fact that so many women are out there trying to balance themselves, but she was saying, really, we really fool ourselves if we think that balancing is the answer, because it's not. It actually can be another excuse or another habit that we form to try and juggle a lot of the things that we're trying to do. But she went on to say that multitasking or balancing or juggling, again, is just a way for us to try to handle all of the things that we have to get done at the same time, but it never works, never. And she shared the fact that psychologists have pinpointed that more can get done in a shorter period of time if we just do one thing at a time. So she believed the answer to effective time management is really prioritizing what it is that needs to happen in your life now, prioritizing and then making a commitment, dedicating yourself to going ahead and getting those things done. And I agree with her 100%. I want to take this time and let all of you who have just tuned in know that you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. This is a great time to go ahead and get on another line and let others know that Successful Woman Radio is on the air. We so appreciate you for sharing the radio show and the resource to other business women out there. And this, in essence, blesses a lot of women and lets them know that there is definitely a place for them if they're looking for motivation, if they're looking for encouragement and ways to improve their life and their business. So, again, I want to thank you for that. If you have a pen in hand, take down the number so that you can easily share it with others, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. I'm going to be giving you three more business wisdom tips for 2014. Again, three more business wisdom tips for 2014. Also, I want to remind everybody that we do have a goal setting one-on-one workshop. I got that a little confused a little bit earlier, but we have a goal-setting one-on-one workshop coming up and want you to make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events, and register for that goal-setting workshop. And again, that is going to be via telephone, and it is going to be on Saturday, December 21st. We're hitting it close right there, right before Christmas, but, you know, I am a firm believer that we need to look at how we can improve our business now. The holiday does not make a difference, and so, of course, this is going to be on a Saturday from 10 to 11:30 a.m., so it's worth the 1.5-hour investment of your time to go ahead and register for the Goal Setting 101 workshop teleclass coming up again Saturday, December 21st. From 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Got a book that I'm going to share with you today from the book Do It Now, Break the Procrastination Habit by Dr. William J. Nowes, and I'll be reading that information to you in just a little bit. Also, I have a very important question for you, and I know that you have been waiting for me to ask you these most important questions, because important they really are. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the one-hour gift, of course, 5 questions to ask yourself daily. For those of you that are new to this concept, the one-hour gift is taking literally 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. and the five questions that you need to ask yourself at that time. So let's go ahead and start with question number one. What results would I like to see in my life and my business today? Now, the whole purpose of this question is for you to realize that you really do need to focus on, and this is a good example of what Dr. Shirley Boone-Sanford was talking about, you need to focus on the priorities of your day. You really need to know overall what's important that day, what are you looking to do, and then you need to make sure, okay, you need to make sure that you have clarity on what it is that you want to do. So that goes to number two. Question number two is, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Well, you know, ladies, yes, it sounds very easy to review your calendar. It sounds like a simple process, but it's not for everyone. As a matter of fact, what I find is the most simplest task can often be the most complex, and so it is with reviewing your calendar. Three times a day I recommend you to do that, early morning, okay, mid-afternoon, and then early evening, okay? And the reason why those three time frames are so important is so that you catch things that actually can fall through the cracks as a result of it being out of sight, out of mind. And so you want to practice looking at your calendar. And many of you have a smartphone or a smart device, so you actually have your Outlook or your Gmail, Google Calendar directly connected to that. So it's already kind of probably reminding you, but it's still good to get a day's snapshot of what's happening. Question number three, okay, in the one-hour gift is, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? No matter how often I ask myself this question, do you not know that I still sometimes find activities that have nothing to do with accomplishing my goal? Now, I'm not talking about changing meeting appointments if it doesn't pertain to your goals, because sometimes you may have a doctor's appointment that doesn't apply. You may have a PTA appointments for your children at school and so forth. So what I'm specifically talking about here is that business activities that you've listed you have to get done, you need to make sure that those activities are actually contributing to your overall goals. Now, this means that you have to be organized in the first place and have clarity on what your business goals really are, right? Yeah, so I recommend that every Sunday afternoon that you actually take a look at what your goals are for the week, okay? Ask yourself, what would I like to see happen by Friday of this week? Okay, great. I now know what that is. Let me back up. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? You ladies know I am an avid believer in the power of follow-up, and if you don't have a follow-up system for yourself and how you follow up with people or resources, then you need to develop that. Number five, what results have I seen in my marketing today? Okay, what results have I seen at my marketing? Very powerful question. It really lets you know whether or not you need to either enhance what's already working if you're seeing results, or that you need to scrap what you are doing, right, make a huge paradigm shift, and work with someone to create a marketing strategy that can start getting you some results. So either or. Now, I know there are a lot of stubborn women out there who literally are asking themselves this question, thinking that they're supposed to see results from doing the same thing and getting a different answer, okay? But that's not how it works, ladies, okay? You need to go ahead and work out a marketing strategy or a marketing plan for your business. That all starts with you having clear understanding of who or what your target market is all about. So there you have it, the one-hour gift and five questions to ask yourself daily. I want to quickly share with you information about our 100K movement through Women About Biz. Imagine 100,000 women all in one private business network sharing resources and willing to purchase one another's services and products that they need from one another. Well, that can happen and is going to happen through Women About Biz, our Women About Biz Connect social network. The 100K campaign is a movement sparked by us to establish a mega network of women who are all about helping one another. So if you're serious about networking, if you're truly serious about establishing a relationship with women nationwide and even internationally, then I want to encourage you to become a part of the 100K campaign. Okay, now how do you do that? Well, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over community, and then click on 100K, and it will tell you all about it, how to get involved, give you some suggestions on what you need to be doing, okay? Very, very important. So, again, that's the 100K campaign, bringing 100,000 women within the private network here at Women About Biz. Very excited about that. We're going to continue on with that particular campaign throughout 2014. And, of course, I don't have to tell you where we're headed after that, right? You've got it. We're headed to 1 million women in our social network after the 100K campaign. So we've got big and bold goals for Women About Biz, and we want you to know that these goals are built around us wanting to create a mega force of business women that are not only there to promote their own businesses, but they're there because they are sincerely concerned with helping other women and sharing resources, which can be so valuable. One of the things I think is very important is that if you have not updated your profile at the Women About Biz community, I want to encourage you to do so right away. Very, very important. Make sure that you upload an actual picture of yourself. Believe me, people trust a picture more so than they do a logo. So you want to make sure that you are doing that. Also, you want to look at posting information and sharing your information within the Women About Biz website. You want to look at doing that at least 2 to 3 times a week, okay? So make sure you include us in your social calendar for the week, and that way you can go ahead and be more organized with how you are posting everything. If you are a gold member at Women About Biz, don't forget you have complete and full access to the social network, so this definitely gives you the opportunity to build your credibility, to promote your business, to start a group in the social network, which could be specifically about your business industry. So you can do all of that through the social network as a gold member. So we look forward to seeing more of the gold members stepping up and stepping out as they build credibility through Women About Biz Connect, our social network. It's 12:17 after the hour, and you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I want to read to you an excerpt from the book, Do It Now, Break the Procrastination Habit. This book is by Dr. William J. Nouse. And the portion of this book that I want to read to you is from page 151. It's called Behavior Procrastination. Again, Behavior Procrastination. And the author goes on to say that behavior procrastination occurs when you develop plans but put off carrying them out. So that's what behavior procrastination is. Again, it occurs when you develop plans but put off carrying them out. So the person with a behavior procrastination style avoids the possible discomfort and tension associated with actually following through and delays until the plan goes stale. In the following example, you'll see how this happens. At first glance, Sally looks like one of those utterly organized, efficient people who we all envy. Outwardly, she really seems to have her act together. She methodically decides what she wants and how to get it. For example, she recently obtained books and other information about setting up a freshwater aquarium. She passed the exam to become a real estate broker. She formulated a step-by-step plan to get a promotion and raise in her job. Her office desk and apartment are also marvelously organized that she can find anything at a moment's notice. She has a carefully written calendar of her appointments, outings, parties, and birthdays for upcoming year. As she arises each morning, Sally makes a long, annotated list of things to do during the day and the appropriate times for each activity. The big catch of this organization genius is that she doesn't follow through, or she waits until the last moment. Does this sound familiar to any of you listening? The author goes on to say, thus, we find Sally at the convenience store at midnight buying items for tomorrow's family outing. Sally constantly distracts herself with a myriad of projects and plans. Thus, an aquarium tank sits empty in a corner. Her plans for career advancement drift into the recesses of her brain. Her friends and relatives rarely get a birthday card from Sally. Many other items on the daily to-do list get put off tomorrow's list of things to do. Figuratively, Sally runs a swift race but sits before reaching the finish line, then waves the competitors onto victory. The author says behavior procrastination can affect other people besides the procrastinator. We often see this in omissions. The student who starts but doesn't finish a term paper may cause the professor to have to do extra work. The manager with great ideas who maintains the status quo may burden others by continuing an inefficient system. And I'd like to add to that, how about the businesswoman that writes down all the things that she needs to do to create her strategy, but she never gets it done? So you see, that all contributes towards procrastination. And this is a behavior that as women, I believe that we really have to rid ourselves of, and we want to really be careful about that. So the author goes on to give us some suggestions on how to beat behavior procrastination. He goes on to say behavior procrastination is than a symptom of well-hidden fears and self-doubt, as well as a strong urge to avoid the uncomfortable. This process also has many of the features of a problem habit. If you operate with a behavior procrastination style, the following exercises can help you to overcome it. He says some people are naturally more temperamentally suited for planning and organizing. This person's need your procrastination, provided you can delegate follow-through activities and you don't procrastinate on passing them along. So in other words, he's saying you might be really good at organizing and at creating your outlines and your to-do list and things that need to get done, but from there you might get overwhelmed because that's not your strong point, is to actually take action to them or implement them. So this is where you really need to recognize your strong point and then pass on the weak point to someone who can get it done, and then create an accountability and a follow-up system to help yourself. Next, he says, another solution is to build awareness of behavior procrastination within yourself. Look for cues, projects, or tasks that you have put time into planning but have put them off completing. Look for those cues in your habits that let you know that you actually are behavior procrastinating. The next solution, he says, is see if self-doubts are hampering your progress. In other words, see if there is something else that's causing you to procrastinate. For example, if you were to follow through with your plans, are you afraid that your work would not be perfect? Next, he says, tune into your thoughts to see if you aren't believing in magic. For example, do you believe follow-through should be effortless? Do you think that preparation is worthwhile, but the action has secondary value? How many times have many of you who listen to the show, how many times have you gotten excited about a new business idea, about a new service you want to provide or a new project, only to realize that it is going to require some hard work, and because of that, you get yourself overwhelmed. And you say to yourself, wow, that was a great idea. So you go ahead and you make that big list, but nothing ever happens with the list. Well, I've been there, done that. How about you? Last but not least, another solution is, he says, recognize that behavior procrastination really is a problem habit supported by a psychological barrier to finishing. This inertia is often caused by no more than a barrier of task-resistant feelings, okay? And of course, we all know that the thing to help with beating behavior procrastination overall that the author is talking about is literally taking action on it, having some action that you can implement to help you combat behavior procrastination altogether. I know one of the things that I do is that I really have a commitment to myself, which is no matter how hard it is, I set myself down and I actually push past the force field, because believe me, that's what it is in your mind. It's like a huge force field, like a magnet, stopping and holding you from moving forward with that you want to accomplish. So I have a commitment that I will start working on it regardless of how hard it is, regardless of how tight and how strong the magnetic pull, I will go ahead and start working on whatever it is I feel that I am trying to procrastinate on. And I will keep pushing, and usually within about 5 to 10 minutes, sometimes 15, I will notice the breakthrough, and I will then be able to go ahead and start working on that actually with no problem. So I've just read for you an excerpt from the book, Do It Now, Break the Procrastination Habit, by Dr. William J. Nous, and his last name is spelled differently, K-N-A-U-S. Again, Dr. William J. Nous, spelled K-N-A-U-S. So I'm sure if you pick up a copy of this, I know that you will enjoy it. Over 100,000 books sold, and it really can give you great do-it-now solutions. Well, we've come to almost the closure of the show, as again, I want to remind you that the show is going to be short today, only 30 minutes. And so I'm going to get ready and give you three business wisdom tips for the new year that I know is going to literally help you. Okay, the next wisdom tip I want to give you, and this is actually tip number 7, is have a do-it-now attitude, okay? Have a do-it-now attitude, and what that means is today, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today, as the saying goes, but you need to go ahead and not only have those activities properly planned in your calendar, but you need to take action to those items. You need to do it now. So one thing that I'd like to remind you of as you create your to-do items is, before you plot them in your calendar, always, but always, identify any challenges and always find a solution to those challenges as they pertain to your to-do items before you actually place them in your calendar. If you place a to-do item in your calendar to get done, let's say you give it 2 hours, but it presents a challenge to you because you're not sure exactly how to go about doing it, or you don't have necessarily the skill that you need to make it happen, and you're going to automatically procrastinate right there. You're going to halt right there. So you need to make sure that you really have identified any challenges to any of your to-do items and then find a solution. Once you have a solution, then you can put that to-do item on your calendar. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that you may have to put on the calendar is the challenge that you're having and a reminder to go ahead and take the time to find a solution for it, okay, before you actually put it on there. The second thing in having a business wisdom tip for 2014 is really learn the power of delegation, okay? Learn the power of delegation. I'll say it now and I'll say it over and over. You cannot do it all by yourself. If you're expecting to be successful, you need to know that you need to create a power team for yourself of people, places, and things, of resources that are going to help you move yourself and your business to the next level. You cannot do it all by yourself. And I'm going to say, ladies, that 2014, we really, really need to be understanding that. And sometimes we can be really stubborn, and sometimes we can just procrastinate and have the habit of not wanting to ask for help. But we really need to develop a positive habit in knowing how to immediately ask for help and understanding that delegation is an incredible skill and power that if you learn it and learn it well, you will be able to get things done in record time. So learn the power of delegation. Learn how to delegate, okay? And last but not least, in three other tips, tip number 9 in business wisdom tips for 2014 is really develop your power team, okay? And I've mentioned that before. But a power team, again, is a group of people or resources that are going to be there for you when you need them and when you need to put them into action, okay? And a sample of a power team could be an attorney, an accountant, a graphic designer, a marketing specialist, a virtual assistant that specializes in social media only. Another good role for a power player is a travel agent, a meeting planner, okay? Someone who's very good at brainstorming, okay, and coming up with creative ideas, and that could be a coach or a business consultant. So, again, you want to create a power team of people, and one of the key factors in creating a power team is that you have to do it ahead of time because you have to develop relationships, trustworthy relationships with those individuals, and you need to really know what their services are, and they need to understand and know what it is that you do as a business owner, okay? So there you have it, three more business wisdom tips for 2014. I want to remind all of you who are listening to the show today, remember that we have a new show coming up. This Thursday, it's Empower for Women, a unique blend where we share the Empower for Women business opportunity with you as an affiliate, as well as have wonderful information and resources on how to accomplish your dreams and goals sooner than later. The call, again, is this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the evening, and you can call, you can dial in at 347-637-2589. Again, it is a part of the Successful Woman Radio Network, and again, it is Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-637-2589. As we come to a close in the show, I want you to really embrace the thought and the idea that you may not have accomplished all of your goals for 2013, and although we have two more weeks left, that you are going to become the businesswoman that your business needs in order to be successful. You're going to become the CEO that your business needs to take it to the next level, and that you are going to invest the time required of you to be that CEO, to be that businesswoman that moves a business to the next level. So you can't be hard on yourself for what you didn't accomplish this year, but what you can do is you can really evaluate why you didn't accomplish it and look at how you can set better goals, look at the habits, the procrastination habits that you have that hold you back, and improve on those, eliminate those out of your life. And also look at the naysayers that are continually wreaking havoc in your life and remove those naysayers away. Know that you were born to be wealthy. Know that you were born to have abundance. Know that you were born, okay, to have a successful business. God has given you everything that you need to be successful. But if you don't take advantage of that, if you don't put action to it, then guess what? It's going to remain that. It's going to remain untapped. And as one of my most favorite and prolific writers, Miles Monroe, says, there are millions and millions of millionaires and billionaires and thousandaires in the graveyards today, and so many untapped talents and potential simply because people refused to take action and they kept doing the same thing, expecting different results. Don't do that, okay? Walk in the light. Understand and know that you are worthy and that you deserve to have a successful business and that you have the talent and the potential to make it happen. So let this week be the first of your abundant weeks, not only in your business, but both spiritually and mentally as well. I pray for your business. Heavenly Father, I pray for a successful business for the women that are listening to Successful Woman Radio. I pray, Father, that they have a ready recollection of all of the things that they need to do for their business. I pray, Father, that they will create a successful strategic plan for their business in 2014. But not only will they create it, Father, but they will rid themselves of procrastination if it exists, Lord, and that they will take action and implement. Lord, I pray for the right types of resources and people to come into their lives. But most of all, dear Lord, I pray, Father, that they understand the incredible power and talent and potential that they already have in their lives. I pray that for them in Christ's name. Amen. Ladies, I want you to have a prosperous and an abundant week. Remember, stay organized, follow up, and do the things that you know necessary to make it happen. Take care, everybody. I'll see you on next Monday, December 23rd, right here at Successful Woman Radio, 12 noon Eastern Time. Take care.